Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. Good morning to you all. Coming to you from beautiful upstate New York. I hope you got to see my last video where I took you to a breathtaking view of Lake George yesterday. Make sure to check it out. However, we do have a new bombshell. In fact, two new bombshells with regard to the whole Jeffrey Epstein case. So for context, as many of you know, the DOJ and the FBI just officially closed the Epstein case, declaring that there is no client list, that he was not blackmailing any prominent officials, and that he most certainly indeed killed himself, right? In other words, nothing to see here. It was all a big nothing burger. Move on with your regularly scheduled lives. Now, to justify their decision to close the case, they released hours of surveillance footage. You may have seen this. They released hours of surveillance footage outside of Epstein's cell when he supposedly killed himself. Now, keep in mind, this is the same cell surveillance footage that we were originally told malfunctioned, right? This was obviously the first thing everybody wanted to see after Epstein died. Who, if anyone, entered his cell? If someone entered his cell just before he died, and remember, he was supposed to have a cellmate, but for whatever reason, he had his own private cell that night. So, of course, everyone wanted to see the surveillance footage around the time of death. Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, they released that footage over the weekend and noted that there is no sign of anyone entering Epstein's cell around the time of his death or any time leading up to it. But now we've got a bombshell. It's now been confirmed that at the critical moment around the time of his death, between 11:59 p.m. and 12 a.m., there is a gap. 1 minute of the surveillance footage is missing with no explanation. Well, I'll get to it in a moment. But the government's insisting no one entered Epstein's cell. And then they give us the so-called uninterrupted surveillance footage to back that assertion up. But now we're learning that there is a missing period, a minute between 11:59 and 12 a.m. So right away, if that's the case, we've got evidence tampering. There's no way around that, which renders the entire surveillance footage legally obsolete precisely because we do not know what happened in that 60-second period. Remember, this is the same prison system that lost the logs, that failed to monitor the cameras and allowed the guards to supposedly fall asleep on duty the night Epstein died. All kinds of strange coincidence. Obviously, if this happened to a comparably prominent person in Russia or China, every journalist in America would call it a cover-up. Now, to make matters worse, Trump was asked about this yesterday in his cabinet meeting when he was taking questions from the media, and he clearly was irked by the question, made it very clear he did not want to even go near this thing. But we do. We want to talk about it. I'm sorry. Again, you guys all know President Trump to me is the greatest president ever, bar none. But we demand the accountability that we were promised. Attorney General Pam Bondi said that she had the Epstein client list on her desk, that the files were too disgusting and too shocking to describe in detail. Now the DOJ says there is no list, no blackmail ring, no evidence against any uncharged third party. But here's the problem with that. Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for tracking minors to no one. If there's no list, Who was she trafficking for? Remember, this was basically a pyramid scheme. They paid the girls they abused to get them more girls. That's why when Epstein was originally convicted back in the 2000s in Florida, the Democrat attorney general at the time, he had the gall to technically refer to the abuse victims as effing prostitutes because they got paid. You can't make this stuff up. Palm Beach County's Democrat prosecutor actually turned around and charged Epstein originally with one count of soliciting prostitution. This is after they found all of the tapes and the computer hard drives and so forth of underage girls getting sexually abused. This Democrat prosecutor labeled those girls prostitutes and slapped Epstein on the wrist with probation. And as a result, the police chief of Palm Beach County was livid. He blew up. He wasn't having any of that. So he went to the feds. And as a result of the police chief going to the feds, who were led by Republicans at the time, this was during George W. Bush's first tenure, early 2000s, Epstein had to plead guilty to two state felony charges, which got him 2 years in prison, which he ended up serving under house arrest in his mansion. So bottom line, if these girls were recruited to get more girls, for whom were they getting all of those girls? If there's no list, why all the recruitment? But the gap in the surveillance footage is actually just the first bombshell. We've got a second that's even more shocking and frankly, even more sinister. Buckle up. Wait till you see this.
We're obviously facing all kinds of terrors out there. But you know what's really terrifying? Thinning hair, a bigger forehead, more strands in your brush. You know what I'm talking about? Are you noticing that? You're not alone. Stress, aging, hormones, and nutrient deficiencies can all trigger hair loss. But no worries. We got you covered. The Wellness Company is a doctor-formulated solution that works from within and on the surface. It's called Roots, a tropical hydrogel powered by seven peptides that support the body's natural repair processes to promote visibly thicker, fuller hair. With consistent daily use, Roots helps extend the growth phase and reduce shedding. It includes methylene blue, which supports mitochondrial function and delivers antioxidant benefits directly to the follicle. Whether you're dealing with postpartum hair loss or hormonal shifts or early signs of aging, Roots targets the root cause, literally. Head on over to twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off and start looking your best today.
Tucker Carlson dropped another bomb into all of this the other day. He's making the argument that it's actually the intel services who are at the very center of the story, U.S. and Israeli, and they're being protected, or they're ensuring that they protect themselves. What a lot of people don't know is that the CIA has a long history of multiple documented cases of pedophilia inside the CIA. There have been documented cases where intelligence agents, individuals employed by U.S. intelligence agencies, have been convicted of child porn offenses. Josh Adam Schultz, who was a CIA software engineer, he's the one who leaked the CIA hacking tools to WikiLeaks, the so-called Vault 7 leaks. He was convicted of possessing child porn. Lee Robert Moore, he was a Secret Service officer, same thing. There have been a number of FBI personnel who've been caught, convicted. But the key here is that we frankly don't know if these people were actually perpetrators of this stuff, or if intelligence agencies are using this, putting this stuff on their computers in order to crush them. Journalist Nick Bryant was just talking about this. He's arguing that a huge part of our political system is predicated on blackmail. And that's where Epstein, of course, comes in. He was basically an extension, a very dark, malignant corner of the intelligence agencies that are using blackmail against our politicians and other people. And the whole Epstein saga involves that very dark reality coming to the fore, sort of spiraling out of control for everyone to see and to be horrified by. That would certainly explain why every time the public gets close to the truth here, the story changes, documents disappear, investigations wrap up with no accountability for the elite. So this is why more and more people are publicly asking, how deep does this go? When the system closes ranks to protect itself, it's not just about Epstein. It's about the entire structure of power in America. And I'm just going to be absolutely blunt here. It's an unfortunate indicator that the deep state is still in charge. Pam and Cash are not reining in the deep state in the way we thought they were. The DOJ and FBI spent months promising transparency only to deliver absolutely nothing. And again, we know from court documents, we know that Epstein had special access to the CIA. We know that. That's not controverted. We know that he appeared to have ties with the Israeli Mossad. We know international intelligence agencies were very interested in him. Why? We now officially have a vanished client list and missing footage that Pam Bondi is trying to justify by saying, all prison surveillance footage has a gap between 11:59 p.m. and 12 a.m. It's nothing new. They all do. Again, everyone's just calling that out as nothing more than pure No one's buying it. This isn't going away precisely because this isn't about Epstein. It's about a culture of impunity for the elite. It's about a government that believes it can lie, cover up, and gaslight the American people and get away with it. We voted for better in November. We, the people, voted to restore a government of, by, and for the people. We will not let this rest until we get precisely that. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below. And like I said, enjoy my family vacation coming on in, and we'll just do lots of these little lakeside chats throughout the week. Love you guys. God bless. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and I have an amazing announcement. Guess what? We sold out. We sold out of my brand new book on Amazon. We're already number one in a bunch of categories on Amazon, and now the books are completely sold out, and I've got all of you to thank. Now, if you haven't ordered your book yet, go and do that now. I don't know how, it shouldn't take that long, but whatever you can do, go and do that now. Make sure you don't just get a copy for yourself. Get a copy for the patriots in your life, loved ones, friends, so forth. They're going to love it. It's America Awakened, the fall of globalism, the end of globalism, and the return to faith, family, and freedom. You're going to absolutely love it. It's my best book yet, and it's sold out thanks to you. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.